From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been meeting in New York in an effort to prevent the collapse of Mideast peace negotiations. The scrambling comes with a scheduled end Sunday of a 10-month partial halt to building in Jewish settlements. Palestinians have threatened to walk out of the talks if Israel refuses to extend the slowdown in West Bank settlement activity. Secretary of State met for just under a half hour with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. While trying to convince Abbas not to walk, the Obama administration is also pushing Israel to extend the slowdown. Federal judge in California has given the green light for executions to resume as early as next week. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, the moratorium will end because the state has improved its procedures for lethal injection.
U.S. District Judge Jeremy Fogel imposed the moratorium on capital punishment 5 years ago. He found then that the death penalty was administered by poorly trained staff and that drugs meant to kill an inmate might lead to high levels of conscious pain that violated the constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment. In his ruling, the judge said the state had addressed his concerns. California corrections officials have scheduled an execution in a newly built death chamber for next week. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Freed U.S. hiker Sarah Short and her mother met with Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who is in New York this week for a conference at the U.N. Family spokesperson confirming the meeting took place, though she declined to say where they met or what was discussed. Short was freed 10 days ago after spending more than 13 months in a Tehran prison. The 32-year-old Short was arrested with two others after Iranian officials claimed they strayed across the border from neighboring Iraq. Since her release, Short has been advocating for the freedom of her fiancé and friend who remain behind bars. Commerce Department says new orders for durable goods fell 1.3%, demand pulled down by the drop in orders for commercial aircraft. But as Danielle Carson reports, if you strip out the headline decrease, economists say they were fairly strong numbers.
New orders for computer products were up 12%, communication equipment up 10%, and machinery orders rose 4%. Taken together, businesses drove up capital goods sales for the third time in 4 months. But Stuart Hoffman, chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, cautions that durable goods orders are notoriously volatile.
This is a report that gives new meaning to volatility month to month, and you really have to average these things out. In this month, this number looks good. Business investment on capital goods is still driving the economy forward.
Business spending on capital goods has helped energize the recovery, but analysts say it's not enough. Consumer spending drives economic growth, and with unemployment near the double digits, consumers aren't picking up the slack. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Wall Street decided to run with those durable goods numbers nonetheless. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 197 points to 10,860 for the week. The Dow gained 2.4%. The NASDAQ was up 54 points today. You're listening to NPR. FBI officials announced today they have searched 8 homes in Minnesota and in the Chicago area in connection with what is being described as a terrorism investigation. An FBI spokesman saying the agency is, quote, seeking evidence relating to activities concerning the material support of terrorism. The warrants, 6 in Minneapolis and 2 in Chicago. One anti-war activist who says his home was searched tells the Associated Press the investigation appears to be focusing on anti-war activities. What might have otherwise been a widely ignored congressional hearing today on legalizing more than 1 million undocumented farm workers instead got a huge turnout. As NPR's David Wellner reports, that's because the star witness was Comedy Central's Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert was invited to the House Judiciary Committee to testify based on his spending a long, hot day recently working alongside farm workers in upstate New York.
It is really, really hard. For one thing, when you're picking beans, you have to spend all day bending over. It turns out, and I did not know this, most soil is at ground level. If we can put a man on the moon, why can't we make the earth waist high? Come on, where is the funding?
Despite Colbert's often mocking tone, California Republican Dan Lundgren seemed pleased he came.
I actually want to thank Mr. Colbert for bringing the attention to the question of workers in the field.
Colbert said he trusted both parties would work together on the issue in the best interests of the American people, adding, as you always do. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher. Oil was up $1.31 a barrel today on the New York Mercantile Exchange, ending the session at $76.49 a barrel. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, from Washington.